Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Amanda Knox has just been convicted of slander in Italy and sentenced to 3 years behind bars. She will not serve any of that since she already served 4 years for her murder conviction, but that it was overturned by a European court. New policy at the southern border as President Biden's executive order kicks in. It took effect overnight, putting a cap on the number of migrants who cross into this country illegally, seeking asylum in the U.S. ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Immigration advocates worry Biden's executive order will only worsen the already months-long backlog at border crossings, struggling with a lack of resources. But President Biden says he had no choice in taking this executive action because Republicans rejected a bipartisan border security bill earlier this year at the urging of former President Trump.
President Biden now in France to commemorate 80 years since the D-Day invasion on June 6th. A gunman shot and captured by Lebanese soldiers after a shootout at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. No one else hurt. This is ABC News. One of the world's biggest music producers is now facing sexual assault charges.
The Dream has written and produced some of the biggest hits of all time. For Beyonce, Rihanna, Justin Bieber, and more, and now he's been hit with allegations of rape, sexual battery, and sex trafficking. In a lawsuit filed Tuesday in Los Angeles, Shahnaz Mangro says she met The Dream, a.k.a. Terrius Nash, when she was 23 and new to L.A. from the Netherlands, and he promised to make her a superstar, but instead, she says he became an abusive and controlling boyfriend. In a statement to the New York Times, Nash calls the allegations untrue and defamatory. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
More water problems in Atlanta. Just as a couple of big water main breaks are being fixed, another 6-inch main has ruptured. Parts of the city have had water disrupted since last week. Officials there are blaming aging infrastructure. And speaking of aging, it may be time to upgrade your old Apple TV if you want to keep streaming Netflix. The streaming service says at the end of July, it will stop support for second and third generation Apple TVs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online. So your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has filed felony charges against two attorneys and an aide of former President Donald Trump. Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are facing charges of forgery for submitting paperwork falsely claiming Trump had won Wisconsin in the 2020 election. Call says the investigation is ongoing.
We're going to follow the facts wherever they lead. The investigation is not focused on any particular person, but on those facts and what information we can gather.
Each felony charge is punishable by up to 6 years in prison and fines up to $10,000. Chesbro, Troupas, and Roman are due in court on September 19th. A woman from Madison won the Ironman European Championship on Monday in Germany. It was 39-year-old Jackie Herring's first Ironman in 9 years. Herring is expected to race in the Ironman World Championship in September. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers fall in extra innings. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. It was the Phillies in the 10th inning yesterday to take the win.
Line drive game, to baby. Right field. He is the hero. A one hop off the wall. Here comes Merrifield, and the Phillies will win it. In the bottom of the 10th inning, Nick Castellanos, an RBI double. 2-1 Phillies.
and that score your final in 10 innings. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers couldn't come up with a big hit when they needed it.
We didn't execute when we had to, and we didn't get the big hit. And, I thought our pitching staff did a nice job for the most part and kind of didn't get things to go our way. So, yeah. Results in the loss and the extra inning loss stuff.
It'll be the Brewers and the Phillies one more time this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A lingering shower or a thunder shower this morning, then becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon with a slight chance of another isolated shower or thunderstorm by late afternoon or early evening. A little breezy today with a high of 78, tonight 58, tomorrow a few sprinkles, still windy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked a lot forward about the latest efforts to make it harder for people in Wisconsin to vote. 11 o'clock, the public service announcement. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Soggy Wednesday to you.
At the bike? No, I don't. I was going to bring my bike. I looked outside.
Well, you know what?
I
know it because I was looking at a thing here, and Todd Owens does a phenomenal job at the, what's going on and what day it is. But there's also, did you see this up here? Today is National Running Day. I thought maybe you could just, instead of taking your bike, and then that water comes up the back and the whole thing, you could just do it that way.
Run here. Huh. I wish you would have known that. I guess send it to me at home.
Yeah.
but you riding the bike yesterday was great. And I love the fact that you had your dress shoes on and you were dressed very nicely.
Nice little work pants.
Yep. And there you went down the street on the way. How was the ride home? You said
it was uphill.
Yeah.
It was uphill, you guys. Oh, you guys have been in my house.
Why do they do that, huh? Why do they make hills?
So the water. Yeah, it's very gradual, but it's a hill.
So how did you feel afterward?
Well, I have those different gears. I hadn't ridden that bike in a while. So I had to, make it a lot easier to pedal. The steeper the hill, the easier I made it to pedal. So, I didn't have to, stop or anything.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. It was fine. Cars are respectful. This is a good place to bike. And they got those Cheryl Lanes, on Washington Street. So...
Those make me nervous, though, I'll be honest with you. If somebody's distracted and they, they're so close to you.
They are, because what they do is
you're part of traffic.
Right. They allow the cars to park along, and then they have the bike lane and then the traffic lane. That is, there isn't a lot of room between the car and the bike. You're right.
Yeah.
Peter Flukey gave you a thumbs up on social media.
Nice.
We put together a little video of you driving away, and he goes, I support this 100%.
Well, that's quite the compliment.
And I talked to the guy yesterday outside your house. I'm going to try to go get a bike today.
Today. Yeah, I could maybe help you with that if you need that. The guy who lives next to me works for that bike collective. Johnny and I stopped at my house yesterday because I forgot something, and he got talking to Brian, and they're open today. What do you say, one?
I think so.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it's all volunteer type place, so it's tough but
pricing on those bikes, people, you don't want to go spend a ton of money on a bike, but you don't want to buy junk either because it's a problem.
Well, I want something, that's the thing, I want something that's been upgraded, or not upgraded, but it's tuned up.
Tuned up. And
that's why just the brakes are working and the tires are good.
Cables are all good.
Cables are good. That's what I want. I was going to go walking yesterday. I was going to try to do 10,000 steps yesterday.
Wow. Yeah.
It was so bleeping hot and humid.
It was hot yesterday.
It was like, holy man.
Was it that hot or was it just the humidity?
I think it was just humidity or something. It was crazy. Wasn't it, Todd?
It was. In fact, we already got a text this morning on it. Best weather of the year so far, 86 degrees, 70% humidity.
Wow, 70%.
Wow.
That's incredible. And here we just had Mark Houston on talking about, you know, that kind of weather, what it can do to you when you're working out and everything, when you're running or practicing or those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Today is a day for something that I don't think ever was needed. I'm just being honest. It just, you know, things that say, oh, the pet rock, oh, the, right, you know, little wheel you roll or whatever, and different things like that. Veggie burger day. Yeah. Who needs a veggie burger? Here's what you do. Either eat a burger, and I'm gonna do a Larry McCarron impersonation.
All right.
You get a hamburger. All right. You put it on the grill. All right. Put it in, and you cook it, and you eat it. And then you get some vegetables. You get good vegetables. You get good cucumbers and yams and lettuce. And potatoes, and a lot of vegetables, and you eat them.
Thanks for joining us, Larry.
But you know what you don't do? You don't take the vegetables and make them a burger. Okay? Yeah. Nobody does that. There's just no reason to do that. Yeah. So that was my inner Larry McCarron.
That was, I could see him saying that, but those are so popular.
Veggie burgers?
Oh, my God. We got Costco sells, and we got those in the freezer. People come over and...
But I don't get it. If you want a burger, you want meat.
No,
if you want vegetables, you want vegetables.
They don't.
Why combine the two?
We always offer the two. Always.
Really?
Always. People come over, the band concert or something, like, you want a burger? Yeah, a veggie or regular burger?
I tried one time and it's like, why am I eating this?
I think they didn't... I don't know how long ago that was.
And I'm a big vegetable guy. You know that.
Yeah, I don't know. When... They're good now. I mean, they are.
All right.
If there's absolutely nothing else in the house, I will have one, but that's not my first pick at all. But you never know it. Oh, no, it's not. You would know it. You know it.
No, looking at you. You never know that's your first pick. I'm just saying. Todd, how about you? Veggie burgers? Yes or no?
You have to excuse me. I was going through somebody's desk looking for some Post-it notes, and I found some candy. So I just
or that.
I don't mind a black bean burger.
Yeah.
Once in a while. I've never heard of that.
Oh, those, right, Todd?
Yeah,
Aren't those the most popular thing out there, the veggie burgers? If you go to Costco, Johnny, they got, you know, the cases that you open up, and I'll bet you it's maybe not equal, but one of those big cases to maybe two of the regular burgers. They're very, very popular. The bean burgers.
Do you cook them or do you eat them raw?
No, you do.
I mean, you cook them?
Just like you would a normal burger.
Okay.
But it's kind of a crapshoot, Jim. You never know if you're going to get something that tastes okay, right? Pretty good. There's some bad stuff out there, too.
Those vegan burgers, yeah. Right? Yeah. I didn't care for those.
Well, that's what we're talking about here, vegan burgers, aren't we?
Well, there's bean burgers, there's veggie burgers, there's vegan. They have a variety.
What do you put on? Do you put ketchup on them?
You act like it's an actual... burger.
Okay.
You pretend.
But
I would still rather have.
Today is today is a really great day. It's also National Hamburger Helper Day. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. National. Oh, he just took it off. Yeah, it's the fine part.
I didn't see that.
National Hamburger Helper Day.
Yeah.
No. Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. No, that's this. Look at this. National Powdered Milk Day. Oh, that's a good one. I always like that one.
John, you're making that up. Some people think you're...
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right there.
Those burgers, though, those veggie burgers are worth trying. They're good for you.
Okay.
So.
All right. Just saying. It's gingerbread day. Never a gingerbread fan.
No.
Never a gingerbread fan.
No.
Todd?
Yeah.
Nah.
No.
No. Nobody likes gingerbread. National Running Day, as I mentioned. In honor of my grandma. Grandma Pizzotti. National Moonshine Day.
Yep.
Very nice. Thank you for that, Todd.
You got it.
Thank you for thinking of Rosa, Grandma Rosa.
And she actually did time, huh?
2 years.
Wow. That's like, wow. Was it a big deal? Did the press cover that? Some old lady going to prison.
Oh, yeah.
Did she like?
Dom's got, the, she, you know what? We talked to my aunt when Dom was doing a story on her about that, you know? And we went and visited my aunt who was staying in Manitowoc at the Venetian Village. And she said she actually... life in prison was actually than life at home.
It was better?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Oh,
prison was better.
Yeah.
Well, because my grandpa got hurt really bad in the mine in a cave-in.
Yeah.
And could never work again. And they're getting like no money. There was no union. There was nothing back in those days. You got like nothing. She had 6 kids. Husband couldn't work. Whew. Trying to eke out a living. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So couldn't speak English.
Was she selling the stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Everybody sold it. Everybody sold it. We've got that. Let me tell you something. I'm not talking about Mike, but if anybody needs something researched in your family in regards to like your lineage, your genealogy, your things from 100 years ago, he has such a way of finding things like that. You can't believe it. So, yeah.
That, I don't know. That's just kind of, I told you this before. You're the only guy I know whose grandma did time. And I think that's, was she, like, what was it like? Was she
it was
like
the same prison.
The man? Did she pump iron and become, you know, get a tattoo?
I don't know.
Become like the.
I don't know. She was in the same prison in West Virginia that, what's her name went to then? The cook, the Martha Stewart.
Oh.
The prison is still going in West Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll bring Dom in to talk about it sometime. He knows all about it.
Thing.
But it's funny when you saw the court thing, it talked about one of the things was for having too much like copper wire. Another thing was having for too. It's almost like nowadays with drug paraphernalia. So it'd be too much yeast or flour or something that they had.
Oh,
so it was all part of the stuff.
You don't need all this for a normal life.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they got busted for that. Enlisted the other people too and everything. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, isn't that crazy?
Did she have six kids? She didn't have six kids when she went to.
Oh, yeah.
What did they do with the kids?
My mom and her older sister had to take care of them all. And my mom was 16, I think. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. The judge would put her away.
Is that though?
I mean, come on.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Moonshine.
Slap on the wrist.
Well, that was such a.
I know. Yeah.
That's prohibition, right? That's the.
Yeah,
that time?
Yeah. 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 I want to say 1935.
And everybody was doing that.
Everybody was making their own wine, their own stuff.
And Kennedy's.
Exactly. Joseph Kennedy. That's how he became a billionaire, was by importing scotch, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her. All right.
Yeah.
But she got out. Was it real festive? Did she like go around on a talking circuit?
No.
I mean, I think that's like.
No.
They kept
it super quiet. Super quiet. Mm. We didn't know about it for a lot of years. Super quiet.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm glad she's. Well, yeah. Wow. That's incredible. I mean, and that wasn't, sometimes I think about, I hear these things, like you're going to talk a lot about D-Day tomorrow, but some of that stuff is not that long ago.
Right.
You know, I think sometimes we read it, or because we didn't live it, we think it's ancient history.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Yeah.
I mean, you're.
Yeah. Can you imagine sending a mother of six.
No.
Whose husband is, as they used to say, and not a term you use anymore, but was crippled up, as they used to say. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So some things are getting better.
There you go. Today is also Hot Air Balloon Day. Okay. Did you see that national story, Todd?
No.
Another one hit a power line.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Three people hospitalized.
No.
So you go ahead, Jim. You go up in your hot air balloons.
Yes.
Okay.
Why do they go where there's wires? You know, I don't know.
Because they can't control them. The wind just takes them and blows them where they want to go.
Did you not learn anything from The Wizard of Oz?
Nothing. Remember they hit that power line?
I can't stop it.
Yes.
And he floats off with Dorothy.
Okay. I got to take better notes next time. All right.
Todd, I got to, oh my God, I thought of you yesterday. You got to try to look this up. It had Paul Lynde's all-time greatest comebacks.
Okay.
And one was...
Hollywood Squares?
The lion wanted a heart.
Right.
Okay. The lion wanted courage.
Yeah.
Tin Man wanted a heart.
Right.
What did the straw man want? And Paul Lynde's answer, the Tin Man to pay more attention to him.
I actually have a weird tie-in to The Wizard of Oz and Paul Lynde.
Oh, really?
That I'll share when we come back.
Oh, we got to do it. Cool. We got a lot going on. Oh, this is a great song.
Watermelon Moonshine.
Oh, man. One of the all-time great songs. We got to send it to a break.
Grandma's favorite.
This is dedicated to Rosa. Back after this. Mason jar, drinking watermelon moonshine.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Great song. Great song.
I like her a lot.
I do, too. I want to go see Deanna Carter. She's coming to the Meyer, right?
Yeah.
I like her. You know that one, Strawberry Wine?
No, but I saw they put their 24-25 lineup out yesterday. So Matt Gable, who runs the Meyer, he's going to be coming on. I talked to him yesterday. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
What's this announcement you got here from CrossFit, Todd?
So Kyle from Luxembourg, it's Buddy Week.
Okay.
And I haven't shared that on the show yet, but it's Buddy Week, and apparently CrossFit Green Bay members, you can bring a buddy to work out. So I think he's offering to take you guys to
you
CrossFit.
CrossFit?
I was a CrossFit member at one time.
Let's go run a marathon this afternoon. That's intense. Just,
with my new hip, I don't think I can do it. I would.
I would, but I don't have the time.
Yeah. I would, though.
Appreciate the listeners looking out for
you. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for that.
Thanks, Kyle.
What else we got as far as, like, helping us out?
So, Paul Lind, okay?
Yes.
Paul Lind. And again, it ties into the Wizard of Oz very strangely, but he did a special back in, like, the late 70s, and it was a Halloween special with Kiss, the band.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And so, on the show, Billy Hayes, who played Witchy Poo from H.R. Puff and Stuff, and Margaret Hamilton, the witch from The Wizard of Oz, were on this special, along with Betty White, who else? Tim Conway, Florence Henderson, Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Oh, okay, if that doesn't scream 1976, is that what you said, 76? screams it.
And he's literally, like, you know, doing his thing, right, to Kiss and stuff.
Oh, that's a good Paul Lind.
That's
a really good Paul Lind.
It's really uncomfortable to watch.
Really?
Yeah, and you can find it, like, on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just really
bad. Ah! Boy, Kiss has been around that long,
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing when you think about that? I was never a Kiss person. You?
No, but I was surprised. I told you when they came here. How popular that is.
Oh, I know. Amazingly. But it's just like a lot of my guys, I remember it's like they came to Duluth when we were in northern Minnesota. It's like, oh, man, we got to see Kiss.
Yeah. They have a really strong, like almost the Dead. Like, they have a
fervent
fan
base.
Man, do they? It was crazy because I told you we were at the Rush and it was, I'm sure it was sold out. It was just, you know, it was nuts, the people there.
The Rush. Were they at the Rush?
Yeah, I think.
Were they? Was Kiss at the Rush? Oh, I don't know.
Maybe not. No, I guess it was the Brown County.
When you talk, how long ago are you talking?
I don't know, 8 years.
Really? Yeah.
2016.
They were at the Rush?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I gave him a key to the city. I was up on stage with them.
How were they? Because I don't think they do a lot with the media.
Well, they were great.
Because they were at, I want to say they were at Rock USA when we used to do that. And I don't think they did anything media-wise.
No,
meet and greets or anything like that.
No, they had a meet and greet in the back.
Wow.
Yeah, they did. Nope. And it was pictures. You kind of stand in line, get pictures taken, and then, you know, a couple of us went into their dressing room and had dinner.
Cocktails?
You did not.
I swear to God.
You had dinner with Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe this.
Why are we just hearing about this? We're a year into the show, and this is just coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have pictures?
I'm sure. I don't have my mommy.
If you have a picture of you and Kiss, we got to put that all over our Facebook.
Okay, I think I told you.
I don't know of another human being that I know personally that has a picture taken with
the guy
with them.
The main guy.
The main guy of Kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Paul Stanley?
No.
You thought the other guy?
The main guy. He had the TV show with his kids. He's married to the former Playmate.
I'm surprised you weren't there. He's a big veterans guy. He gives.
I know he is.
Okay, so this is what happened.
And his mom went through the Holocaust.
Gene Simmons?
Gene Simmons.
There you go.
Okay, Gene Simmons. So his assistant called City Hall and said, hey, you know, Kiss is coming to the Rush. Yeah. Can the mayor give him a key to the city? And so Mary comes in. Mary help.
Wait. They asked for a key to the city?
That's the story. Okay. So Mary comes in. She goes, Kiss is coming. And I said, no. You know, I don't do that. They got to really be something special.
Right.
And then she goes back, tells the guy, no.
Well, there's money involved.
Okay.
How much? And she said, no, he goes around and collects keys to the city because he donates money to the veterans. Like 10% or maybe it's probably higher than that. Of their proceeds go to the veterans. And
I didn't know that.
And they do this everywhere. And so she said in cities honor him with the key to the city. I said, yeah, that's nice.
Okay.
We'll do that. Friend of the, you know, I give a key to the city to someone who doesn't live here, but they're a friend of the city.
Right.
So anyway, and then they gave you these all access passes. Like, I mean, and I'm talking all access everywhere. Security guy met us at the back door. You know, I'll tell you, I wish I would have known both you guys back then. I couldn't find anybody to go with. I'm calling people. You want to go? No, not really.
That's a little sad.
But it's, well, I think Kiss.
Not one of your daughters didn't want to go?
And some people were going. No, but then my youngest daughter.
Okay, Todd, can we do a quick poll?
Sure.
Would you have gone to Kiss with the mayor?
But
yes or no? Would you have gone to Kiss with the mayor? Yes or no?
I'll tell you who I ended up going with. But okay. So my youngest daughter, and I'm like, please, just come with me. I don't want to go alone, and we'll only go for an hour. And it was great. I mean, we were behind
the stage. So she did come with you then?
She went with me.
Okay.
And in their dressing room for dinner was, it wasn't.
They don't drink anymore, I don't think,
God,
right?
John. It was poached salmon.
That's what I mean.
Brown rice.
Yeah, to health things.
A little blender to get your
Johnny juice
drink. Yeah. And then we're playing on stage. We're walking behind stage. And
that's actually fun. I've done that not with Kiss, but not
they
with
come
big
down
people.
And
but
get their guitars.
I think that's fun, kind of being backstage.
I couldn't believe all the guitars they had.
Yeah,
like they don't play with one guitar. You come down with those big old high heels, walking down the steps.
Aren't they all like almost 7 feet tall with those things on?
Yeah. And he get a guitar, go back up. And they were super nice. I thought.
Okay.
You know. Anyway, so then I had to give them a. So they're up on stage, because you want to get a key to the city on the stage. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got the mayor, Green Bay. Boo.
No.
It was mixed.
Okay.
Here's the reason that happens. And we are told this.
That you get booed?
Yeah. No, let me tell you this. So we learned this in mayor school. Going to sports events as a politician is not a good idea.
You'll Governor always get Walker, booed. There will always be people that will boo you.
Jim Doyle, Governor Walker.
No matter who.
And they were at their height of political height.
Yeah.
People go there to see sports or to see a concert. They do not want to see
a politician. They almost resent it that a politician's there.
Right. And they think we tried to work our way into that.
Yeah.
And it really.
Yeah.
And it was a mixture. There was, but I'm very sensitive to that.
No, but that will happen to every politician.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it was fun. And then we gave him the key, talked about the Packers, gave him a key, and then everybody clapped and then I left. But they were super, super nice. And I didn't follow them, but they worked hard. And like I said, they, it was great. And they did, I forgot, I should know, John, how much they gave to the veterans. I don't know if they gave a dollar amount or a percent, but it was really kind what
they did. Which veterans group was it, you know?
I don't.
Okay.
But I'm glad I did that.
Okay. That's cool. How's our poll going, Todd?
Would you have gone to see Kiss backstage with the mayor? Yes, 5%. No, 95%.
And I don't think it has anything to do
with
you. It has a lot more to do with they're not Kiss fans. I'm not a Kiss fan.
I'm sure that. Thank you, John.
It is. It's what it is. That's what it is. Because watch, I could do the same thing here. Would you have gone backstage to see Kiss with me?
Oh, no, John,
it'll be
don't do
exactly
that.
The same.
No,
it'll be exactly the same. No, I won't hurt
you're setting
feelings.
Me up.
No, I'm not setting you up. It hurts you to even say that.
We actually got a text from Luann who says she was at that concert in Kiss makeup. And she actually sent us a photo. Let me see if I can show it up.
Oh, we got to see this,
there
Luann.
There she is. See her in the middle.
Oh, absolutely. Nicely done.
Luann, that's great.
How long does it take to put something like that on? Wow. Wow. You know, I read Paul Stanley's book, actually. I like reading autobiographies.
Yeah.
Are autobiographies ones they write themselves?
Yes.
Okay. It was his. He was so bullied when he was a kid. He had, I think it was like amazingly big ears or something like that. Really, I mean, like really big.
That's tough.
And was, and something else. If anybody out there knows Paul Stanley's story, we'll be back right after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You know, today consumers want to know where their food came from and maybe a little bit about the people behind that food. And the Wisconsin farm-to-table dining experience helps them learn more. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. This year, the annual event is headed to Western Wisconsin. We'll introduce you to the host families for the 2024 Wisconsin Farm-to-Table Dining Event next.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust the pros at Steffes Group to get the best return on your investment. Steffes is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales rep near you and discuss your options today. That's steffesgroup.com. S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
This year's Wisconsin Farm-to-Table Dinner Event is happening at Creamery Creek Farms just off the interstate outside of Bangor. Louisa Peterson is one of the owner-operators of Creamery Creek Farms. She said she's been following this event for years and is thrilled to finally be able to bring people to their farm and share their story.
It's a very interesting, intimate dinner setting, multiple courses featuring very hyper-local food that I've always been fascinated with. So the committee found us and set up the proposition, and we said, we're interested. We have unbelievable, interesting things in agriculture and food in our local area that we want to talk about. So, I mean, obviously besides our own products, there's going to be other local farmers here showcasing their vegetables and flowers and other courses. It's a 5-course dinner. So there's, with each of those courses, there will be a farmer to speak on their practices and their products and how it got to our table. So it's beautiful.
Louisa Peterson, one of your hosts at Creamery Creek Farms for the 2024 Wisconsin Farm-to-Table Dinner. It starts at 4:30 on Saturday, August 10th. Limited tickets available. You can find out more and secure your spot at wifarmtotable.com or look for Creamery Creek Farms on Facebook.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from 4 geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
More food news available anytime, day or night, at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A lingering shower or thundershower this morning, then becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon with a slight chance of another isolated shower or thunderstorm by late afternoon or early evening. A little breezy today with a high of 78, tonight 58, tomorrow a few sprinkles, still windy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 69.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. All right, don't forget, we've got the Scani Summer Text to Win Contest coming up this morning after 7 o'clock. And we'll give you that word after 7. Jim and John, I want to let you know that there's kind of been a gauntlet thrown down with all the hosts on Civic Media.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
to see who gets the most people to text in for their text to win contest.
Oh, we're going
to
win that. We're winning that.
No problem. I will tell you this. We got a little ways to go.
Wait a minute. Though, is it also the people that have statewide shows like Pete Schwab, Schwab is statewide?
That's correct. So we got a little ways to go. But here's
Crudy's
the thing.
Crudy's got statewide.
Yes. But we'll go up against the other morning shows
in the company.
How do you feel about that?
Love it.
All right,
love
so
it.
Later on
what
this
is
morning.
It?
Love it.
What do we win?
Well, you don't win anything.
Well, if we win the contest,
how about a free weekend at Colorado?
Kalahari?
Yeah.
Kalahari's pretty good, too. But,
I love Kalahari. That's the vegetable, huh?
Kalahari's awesome.
No, that I love.
That is good stuff.
Oh.
Except you got to, if you don't pick them at the right time, they can get a little, like, woody.
Woody.
Right?
I like them real crisp.
No, yeah, but there's a point where you got to pick them at the right time.
Oh, and they're good for you. They are so good for you. I'll tell you what I do. I slice them. And I put a little bit of butter and a little bit of salt on
I've never done the butter.
Me either.
A little bit of butter and a little salt and pepper. They're phenomenal.
And just a little bit of chocolate and John.
Mr. Veggie Burger Day. Wow.
I do like kohlrabi.
And they're fantastic for you. Up until like 5 years ago, I had never heard of a kohlrabi.
Really?
No. My dad grew more vegetables than any person I know. Never heard of a kohlrabi.
Really?
Is that like a Wisconsin thing? Is that like a Northeast Wisconsin thing?
I don't know. My grandma grew them. My aunts.
Well, I know, but you're Northeast Wisconsin. I don't think they can grow them in the UP or something. Because can you buy them from stores?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, okay. Because aren't they more of a farmer's market type of like a roadside stand?
Yeah.
Like I could see Big Wayne growing kohlrabis and putting honey on them. That actually does something. Big Wayne, are you listening? Big Wayne, give us a call if you have a chance. I gotta ask you something.
Honey, that does sound good.
That sounds really good.
But and then there's the right there, purple and green, right? Aren't those the two colors of kohlrabi?
I thought they're just green. I've only seen them green.
I'll look it up.
All right.
I'm pretty sure they're, and I don't know what the difference
is. That's my favorite vegetable, the kohlrabi.
So you just discovered your favorite vegetable five years ago.
Yeah.
There are deep violet to pale lavender ones.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
When you go to the roadside stands and they have both, what is the difference? Do you know?
There's not a difference. According to this, it's just the color.
Yeah. So anyway, yes. That is
everything has to be about color with you, isn't it, Jim? Wow. Unbelievable. You know, the thing is with vegetables like that, with some of them, they say if you can handle eating the skin, sometimes the skin
has more
nutrition than anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carrots, right?
Like they say the inside of an orange, the white part, is really nutritious.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What? It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like an apple, like they say, a glass of apple juice versus eating even just the skin of an apple are so far apart from each other as far as how good they are for you. It's mind-boggling.
But whoever, do you ever peel your apple?
No, my dad did though.
Yeah, that's lame. I mean,
wow, call my dad lame.
No, John, why would? Okay. Yeah. All right.
But here's the thing. Then I would, he'd peel an apple. I would eat the peel.
All right. Okay.
But. He always used to have a contest if he could do it all in one without it breaking.
Right. Well, wasn't that part of it?
That is cool.
Wasn't that kind of part of the reason why they did that?
Absolutely. But yeah, I would always eat the peel. So, you know what I used to put in my apples? Brown sugar. Did you ever put brown sugar in apples? Oh, man, that was delicious.
Yeah.
My grandma made baked apples, little brown sugar,
some
cinnamon.
Phenomenal.
But I read somewhere that if you see an old man sitting on a park bench
peeling an apple
with his pocket knife and then eating the peel off his knife, and he gives you advice, take it. Because those guys like know everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good point. Why doesn't anybody carry pocket knives anymore? You ever think about that?
My dad
had a pocket knife no matter what.
And did it have like, there was some cool pocket knives.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
It was white, like not marble, but anyway, he had a
pocket knife. I know the type you're talking about. I know exactly the type you're talking about.
He had that for years.
And it was always super sharp. I know. Yeah. And you know what? Three things my dad used to carry with him all the time that I bet no one out there carries them right now. What would they be?
Did he have a coin purse?
Ring him up, Todd.
You squish that thing
together.
Absolutely.
Those little rubber, plasticky kind of things that keep changing.
That is hilarious, Johnny.
Yes.
That gives
your dad too?
Yes.
How many dads out there carried one of those? Like to know how many dads out there carried one of those.
And then you squeeze it together.
Yes.
And that was, yes, he had that. He had a pocket knife.
He'd be at
sure.
the store and you buy a thing with cash, then he'd pull that out. Yeah. And 30 cents. 8:37, Jimmy? Okay, here's 25, 35, and then every 2 pennies, and he had put them out there, by God.
And, man, companies use those as promotional things because they put their logo on it.
First, like, banks.
Negani First National Bank. Yeah. I could see it in my head right now. Yes.
The Mino and the Mayor Show, coin purse.
Yeah,
coin purse.
We should do that. Or pocket knives.
Because what's nice is they don't, like, you don't lose it. It doesn't wear through your pocket
last
pants.
Last forever. And, yes.
He always had that. And I don't know what your dad had for the third thing. Did your dad have a lighter? Did your dad smoke?
He quit when I was pretty young. So, okay. I
wouldn't put that. Yeah. Fingernail clipper?
Yes.
Yeah, my dad had that too.
Yes.
Wow.
Every dad carried a pocket knife, a fingernail clipper, and a coin thing. Didn't they, though?
Wow.
Yes. That's funny.
That our dads have more in common than we do.
Yeah, absolutely. How about yours, Todd?
My dad had the coin thing.
Yep.
Definitely the pocket knife. I don't think he had a nail clipper on
him. For some reason, my dad...
He may have used his knife to clip his
nails. Oh, yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Or to clean their nails.
Absolutely. Take the knife. Absolutely.
And then they'd peel an apple with it next thing. But, yeah, that's cool. That's funny to think of. That gives me good memories.
I think we need to do. We need to put out Mino and the Mayor, pocket knives, and coin purses. Of course, you know what else? Yeah, okay, so then he'd also wear work shirts. You know those Dickies? You know the dark green or whatever work shirts?
Those aren't Dickies. Dickies are like turtlenecks.
No, there's a company called Dickies that does work stuff.
Right.
Yeah, there is.
Yep.
I used to buy them. I mean, I used to have to buy for the when I worked in the summers.
Okay.
But anyway, so there'd always be a pocket. There'd be a little notebook. And there'd be a pencil, not a pen, a pencil, because I remember him always sharpening it with his little pocket knife, and a comb. He'd always carry a comb.
You know what?
He'd always carry the little black comb. Your dad, Todd?
I think my dad had
I don't think he did.
I did.
Oh, Todd Green Bay says, and a handkerchief. You are correct.
Yep. You know what?
You are 100% correct. He would always have a handkerchief.
And my dad had work ones, which were the colored ones
with
the swirls and
almost
stuff.
Almost like bandanas.
Yep, exactly. In fact, I will tell you this. After my dad passed, he had a couple of those. That's what I kind of kept.
No kidding.
Because that
reminded
me of my dad.
I was just going to say that, Todd. When my dad died, you know, and you go and you know, your mom says you can do whatever you want. I took his handkerchiefs too.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 No, that's cool. That's cool.
He always had that. That is really funny.
Isn't that
how
funny?
Consistent they were, yet, you know, they know each other, yet they all had the same, you know, that common bond.
That era of guys, that's, you know, it's like, we're prepared for whatever it takes.
We're going to cut our way out of a forest if we have to.
Absolutely.
But we're going to look good for the girls,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. But I remember him taking that little pocket knife out. He'd go out to the garden, and you have the head of lettuce, and cut off the little head of lettuce, and you know, trim the radish, trim the things.
And what's cool about that, or true about that, they always had it.
Always.
You know, it's not like, well, I don't have my coin purse, I don't have my knife. It's Dad, you got always.
Yep, absolutely.
That's
what
awesome.
Else did your dads used to carry it and always have? We need to know because I think we might have covered the gauntlet, but he'd always have. Pictures of his kids in the wallet. Yeah. He'd have the old-fashioned wallet that would have the plastic sleeves. Remember?
Yeah. That's funny.
And
that's
he always had money in his wallet. Yeah. I bet I don't have a cent in my wallet. I mean, I got the credit card. But those guys would always, they'd open up their wallet, and they always seemed kind of rich because they'd be like, you know, a 10, a couple of fives, 3 ones. But they, like, always had money.
But they didn't have credit cards like we do.
No, I know, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
I do.
Listen, my friend had his dad's Memento pocket knife with him by mistake. We went to the Brewer game last week. Obviously, the Milwaukee police took it from him, but he got it back in the mail. Too funny. Wow. That's the thing you got to be so careful of with pocket knives these days.
Yeah. I mean, you see that stuff, TSA at the end of the year, just the bins and bins they have of stuff. And there's a lot of pocket knives in there. So, yeah, no, you're right. You can't carry them like you used to either.
And I've always been a huge fan of pocket knives, haven't you? I mean, they're just, when you got one with you, I told you, I carry that one to trim my nose hairs when I'm driving.
When you cut yourself.
Then you cut your nose.
I cut my nose. I did that last night a little bit, too. Jeez. It's an actual Swiss Army knife. I got it from Bay Area Jewelers. They were selling them one time at a real good price. They are good to have. They got those little scissors. You can do a lot of things with those little scissors and the Swiss Army knives. A lot of things. Those are good to have.
I've seen those. Really? Those?
Yeah.
Are they sharp? Those work?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've seen those. I've never.
Look at my nose.
No, thanks.
Looking good.
Looking good. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
I could bring it in. It's in my car. I could bring it in. We could trim Todd's beard.
Oh, no.
We could trim Todd's beard.
Can't do that.
On air with my little Swiss Army knife. Scissors. We could. That's how sharp they are. Okay. Just prove to you how sharp they are.
I'll just believe you.
All right.
But yeah, carrying those things though, that's just not a thing anymore.
Oh, there it is. Whose is that? That's a nice
Terry
knife.
Terry sent that in.
Ooh. Terry, that's a nice knife.
What kind of knife is it?
That looks sharp.
That's a no nonsense.
No, it's a Winchester knife.
That's a nice knife. Terry, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But yours had more things than a blade.
Well, I've got different ones, but the one I carry in my car has the scissors in case I need something to cut out of the newspaper or something or a coupon.
Is that the corkscrew for your
wine? Yeah. Yeah. Those don't work that great though. Those don't work that great.
Because they're little.
They're so little, and those corks are in so
I know.
Incredibly
and you
hard.
You pull it out, and it's just cork. Yeah.
Aren't they getting away from corks in wine bottles? Didn't I read that someplace that they found a better way to do it? Or not using cork, maybe, and more of a synthetic thing?
It's like a plasticky
kind
of thing.
Like a plasticky thing. And those are even harder.
But then that takes away from when the guy gives you the cork to smell.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah. What am I going to say?
I know whenever anybody's been someplace and they do it, it's like, really?
Would you like to sniff the
cork? Yeah, I'd be like, oh, hang on. No. Bring that one back. Bring that one back. Yes.
I agree. I think it's more of a show, but yes.
Well, some of those wine connoisseurs.
But Johnny, if they handed you a plastic thing, it would be like weird.
Yeah.
So
I know. But you know what I mean?
I don't see the corks going away. But anyway.
Some of those wine people are snobs.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I remember we went for a real nice dinner one time with my dad when he retired. And you ordered red wine, which you had for every single meal. And he said, but you know, I'd like ice in it. He goes, sir, we serve our red wine at room temperature. He goes, oh, yeah, here's my wine then. Give it to me at room temperature with ice. Is that too much?
That's great.
My dad always has extra screws, nuts and bolts, and a variety of other things picked up throughout the day, then empty it all out on the kitchen table when he comes home. I like that.
I like that, Dad.
I like this one, Carrie Ann.
And then he put them in little like baby jars, you know, to
right?
We did that too. I don't even know if they make those anymore.
You never threw two things you never threw away.
Baby jars
and coffee cans.
Yeah.
You never threw those away. Yeah. The old Folgers coffee cans, you never threw those things away.
You know, I wish there was a use. I throw those away because I go through
a lot of coffee. Well, we used to put night crawlers in. We'd pick night crawlers.
See, that's, yeah.
But then we've got, I'm sure in my old basement, it's loaded with nuts and bolts and stuff like that with the old
that's
Folgers
cool.
things.
That's a good memory of your dad.
Carrie Ann, what do you mean corks are for quitters? What does that mean? Is that a line from a movie?
I don't know.
I want it, Carrie Ann. You got to tell us. What does that mean? Corks are for quitters because I like it. What does that mean? Corks are for quitters. We need to know this.
I kind of think what that would mean.
I don't know. Corks are for quitters.
She says, finish the bottle.
You oh!
That's funny.
Very nice.
I like it. Oh, I like very it. Nice.
But, okay, talk
that
about
is funny.
Talk about great inventions since our childhood, though, Jim. Todd, you'd be too young for this. But now you buy a big bottle of soda, obviously plastic bottle, and it's got the screw and cap. You keep it for 2 weeks. Our day, and we're going to talk old men here. This is old man talk. Our day, and like on Sundays, we don't only have soda on Sundays, but you get the big bottle of cream soda or whatever, okay, and you open it. And you'd have to try, if there was some left, you want some for later, you'd have to try to straighten that bottle cap to try to pound it back on. Isn't that the truth, Jim? Remember that? You had nothing to screw on. You would take the actual bottle cap, take a little hammer or something, and try to pound out the crease part from when you took it off. So that it wouldn't go flat. True or false?
That's probably true, but we had 10 kids, so we never had
didn't have anything left over.
Didn't you have those little stoppers that you put on the top?
No.
You lift the little,
that's for the rich kids.
I was going to say we had those, but I shouldn't have. Yeah. But I don't remember using. Yeah,
the bottle cap again?
No, but that stoppers are cool. I mean, that was kind of a little bit of a apparatus thing that you could put on there.
Yeah.
Yes. That was. We had those.
I bet I'm not the only one out there that used to have to try to pound the bottle caps back on so the soda doesn't go flat, so the pop doesn't go flat. Yes.
You just said soda on Sundays?
That's the only day.
That's kind of a...
What?
That's a good policy.
Absolutely.
It's good for your health, plus it's a treat for being good all week.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
My mom would buy the cheapest soda in the world.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then we could only have one can per day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd load up. We came to Shopko Liquor. Was it Bubble Up or something?
Right.
And it wouldn't even say like 7-Up. It'd say
Lemon Lime.
Lemon Lime.
We'd
Cola.
Orange
Crush.
Orange Crush in the brown
orange.
Bottle. In the brown bottle.
We never bought top brand stuff. I'm not trying to sound like I was, you know, whatever. They just saved money every way possible. And they all said, it all tastes the same. Mine on the mirror, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
And I find just one thing makes me forget. Red, red wine.
One of my all-time favorite Neil Diamond songs.
Yeah. Well, he had so many. That's a good one. Yeah.
Man, I regret not seeing him in concert sometime.
Yeah. He was great.
All songs. I'm gonna say this. All songs that have wine in them are usually pretty good songs. Have you ever noticed that? The Days of Wine and Roses.
That is true.
Great movie, Jack Lennon. Remember that movie? Great movie. He and his wife were recovering alcoholics, and they ran a greenhouse, and his father found that he was hiding bottles of booze in the plants and things.
Wow.
Yeah. Days of Wine and Roses. Great movie.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh. Tom T. Hall. Okay, give me a little bit of this. Give me a little. Let me hang on. Let me just have a little bit. Come on, please. Lawrence, please.
One line.
Please. How old do you think I am? He says. I said, I didn't know. He said, I turned 65
about
11 months ago.
You know this.
How do you not know this? In Atlanta, Miami. Pouring blended whiskey down. When this old gray-black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge.
Okay.
There wasn't anyone around.
But this is old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides. On TV.
Just a slow song.
Uninvited, he sat down.
He sat down and
opened up his mind about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. One of Tom T. Hall's all-time great songs.
Oh, that's a slow song.
Well, I'm just saying.
To the point.
The only part that's a little scary about that song talks about this really old guy who's 65.
What?
That ain't old. You mean 85, right?
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Tom T. Hall. Love Tom T. Hall. You can't find a bad song that's about wine. I'm telling you this.
Yeah. I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to find one.
You won't.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeff Walker, who I loved, Sangria Wine, great song. You got this text here. Did you ever have a gum barker? I will say I did not. Put your gum on it at bedtime and start all over the next morning with the same piece of gum. I don't think I've ever done that. I don't think I've ever had a gum Parker.
What?
I know some people, like when I was younger, you'd put the gum on your bedpost.
Yeah.
And then the next day you just take it off and start.
Really? But it was so hard. Wasn't it?
But mom was really worried about gum. Like she would give you like half a chiclet. Like she would chew half
really?
Of it. Yeah, that's all you could have.
Ah.
It was like I didn't, but it was like we grew up in the Depression in my family.
I know. That's what they did.
I know. You're
they
right.
Did. That's they what
right.
they did. And they still look at it that way. That's exactly with my family. They still remember the Depression.
Yeah.
Not even a question. Yeah. You threw nothing away. You just saved everything. There we could use that someday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. That's my dad.
Yeah. Well, we could. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, you're not throwing that away. We could use that sometime.
Or it'll be worth money someday.
Yes, that was another one. It'll be worth money someday.
And trust me, after they were gone, none of it was worth it.
None of it was worth it. I agree.
With our kids, my mom, and that's a change to see another generation spending money. And she thought some of our spending was frivolous. And she used to say once in a while, what you kids need is a depression.
We used to get that too. Absolutely. You know,
it was so over the top.
Yeah.
Just this $4 coffees. Could you imagine?
No.
Or Donna's grandpa used to just buying bottled water. He just couldn't comprehend that. And
I'm with you on that one. You know what? I mean, I drink a lot of water, believe it or not. And what I've got, I use that bottle that the guy, Wayne's friend, came in with those cool bottles. He made that type of maple, almost like to put into old fashions and things
Yeah, I remember that.
But he's got that cool bottle with the kind of top you mentioned with the wire type
yep,
thing.
Right. Yep.
And I'll be honest with you, and you can look in my fridge. I use that every day. I fill it with tap water, and I mix it with Tang, and I shake it up, and instead of going to a store and having all these plastic bottles that are... Right. Have you seen the plastic bottles they cleaned out of the ocean last week? I'm becoming a little bit of an environmentalist in my old age. But it's crazy. It's sad. It's mind-boggling what plastic bottles are doing to this planet.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's pretty cool that many, many water fountains or bubblers, as they call them here, have refill stations as well. You know, instead of... You know what I mean?
Like
that's cool.
Yes, I agree.
I want to encourage people like you to use something that's more reusable, but... We have a long ways to go to get rid of plastic. I mean, every time you see these terrible things that happened, like in Mississippi and it's truckloads of plastic.
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah.
Did you know, I heard a commercial the other day, actually when it was up north on one of the radio stations going into the UP, and it was on a recycling center type thing, but it was talking about recycling. Do you know that do we have any recyclers, people that work recycling? It said they don't want you to crush cans.
Let's get Seth back
before you put them in. They want the cans whole because of the way they count them and things like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he said, don't crush cans. Man, everybody used to have a can crusher.
Yeah. Drop that stuff off, get a couple of bucks.
Absolutely.
But so Seth, who he's going to be moving to Madison, but he's the guy that I had appointed him to the environmental.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was called. Anyway. He could come on and talk about some of these things.
Okay.
There's some rumors out there, but I'd like to know if we're making any headway on this plastic. I would guess not. It just seems like there's still so much in the stores. But
plus, though, you don't get anything for plastic, right?
No.
I mean, as far as if you're in Michigan, you do. You know, that's what I saved up. I had probably 500 plastic bottles saved because they were a dime a piece, and I was going to bring them up to Michigan. Then I moved, and it's like, oh, do I move them?
No,
or not?
They're not that. Really?
You can They're 10 cents a piece in Michigan, right over the border in Menominee. Go to the old Angeles stores.
Why aren't we collecting truckloads of that and driving up there?
I'm trying to. That's my goal. That's my mission.
And people would drop them off just to feel good about it. We could collect plastic bottles, have a drop-off, big containers, fill up a whole truck, and then give the money to charity.
No, we could use it for our thing that we're talking about yesterday, where we're going to feed 1,000 kids for a year.
Oh, yeah, for $10.90.
Yes. Wouldn't that
I love it.
I love it. I love it.
First of all,
feeds a kid for a day.
First of all, you've got to confirm that we get 10 cents. I don't think that's
true. I just looked
it
up. It is 10 cents in Michigan for the Michigan Beverage Container Act.
So can we bring Wisconsin?
Actually, remember the Seinfeld episode? There, Kramer and Newman were going to make a trip from New York to Michigan to return all those bottles. It was they're going to Michigan because it was in the Seinfeld episode.
Now, do they have to be marked Michigan bottles, though?
No.
You're right, because even if you look at your bottles here in...
It'll say Michigan, Vermont, blah, 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 and how much each state gives.
Correct. Michigan's a dime a piece. There's too much money here.
It's true.
Thank you. It's 1 hour away, 54 minutes away.
I'll put the business plan together.
Okay. We'll donate your plastic bottles to us.
Everybody will, Johnny.
But it's not, a lot of the water bottles don't.
It's usually the soft drink bottles.
Sodas and things like that.
What's the number that has
to
be stamped?
The ones, I know. You just look at the little logo.
I know, but let's find out so we can tell the listeners.
Okay. It literally says on there, Jim, like he said, Michigan, Vermont, Connecticut, whatever it is.
Yes.
And the price that it's worth.
Yes. We can make a lot of money. We got center break.
Love it.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Bosch, Lincoln Lawyer, and Bloodline actor Jamie McShane. And Anya Esther joins me to talk about backrooms. If you're curious what that means, join us.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.